There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour four of the Mets Made the Playoffs night tonight. Jason and Mike broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yes. Two NFL games tonight, both blowouts. The Mets make the playoffs. That was more exciting than the games, at least once you got out of the first quarter.
Well, I mean, you had some good fantasy moments.
Oh, there were great fantasy moments.
You had some big
watching Stephon Diggs just take me from I'm going to get knocked out of our guillotine league to now I'm going to finish like in sixth place. I was pretty happy with that.
I had the highest score in that guillotine league by almost 50 points this week.
Buddy, that's awesome.
Well, the auto pick when their servers had a glitch that picked both Dolphins wide receivers that fourth quarter really put me over the top. But watching tonight, you had the Eagles gave the Vikings many opportunities to crawl back into the game.
Yeah, they did.
Many. And Brian Baldinger, I just sent this to you and Frostberg, I think summed it up nicely, and I'll lay this up for you to respond.
Baldy's breakdowns?
This is a very quick Baldy's breakdown. Cousins, Some guys are just 500 quarterbacks. He didn't even need all 280 to go to that one. I mean, that is just literally a, hey, clap your hands, I'm out.
Yeah.
No, leave them wanting more.
Mediocre quarterback.
I'm going to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. Yeah. Unless Darius Slay is there to say, hello.
What's his record now? 60-60-2? Like, that's about it. As generic as you could be.
That's really it. And on Monday night and in primetime situations, go the other way.
He's the Todd Stottlemyre of the National Football League.
Look at you!
Because I want to say Todd Stottlemyre, as great as people thought he was, I want to say Todd Stottlemyre had a 500 record.
That, and it allows us to bring up the name of the great Mel Stottlemyre.
Yeah. He plays like Stephon Marbury's shoes.
138-121.
Oh, really? Was that better? Oh, then he's better.
Third run
better
average, 4.28.
Much better than
Kirk
Cousins.
Much different era, though.
Better than Kirk Cousins. I didn't know that.
It's only been 20 years since the last major league appearance by Todd Stottlemyre. But if you look up Todd Stottlemyre, it brings up Mel Jr., Kelly Gruber, Pat Borders, Dave Steeb, and then Lou Gehrig for some reason.
Dave Steeb and Lou Gehrig.
And Jimmy Key, sandwich therein.
Jimmy Key sandwich.
Well, that was creepy.
While we had some blowouts on Monday Night Football tonight, one of the big stories of the NFL this weekend, I mean, you know, besides the Jets' unbelievable comeback.
Well, I mean, NBC didn't even bother to cover it during Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's why I'm boycotting NBC until next Sunday's game.
Is there any show that you would have watched otherwise?
I
mean, because they do a whole Chicago theme with fire and med and police and everything. And then they have, all the Law and Orders.
Let me see. Top shows on NBC. Hey, the first match to top shows on NBC. Are there any good shows on NBC? When people ask the
I see a picture of Spader on your screen.
Let me see. Anything I would watch and see. I don't think there's anything I would watch on NBC. Blacklist is still on. I don't watch Blacklist. Law and Order. Chicago Med. Chicago Fire. Chicago PD.
Well, like I said, there's a whole Chicago night.
They all talk
like this for 3 hours in prime time. Basically.
Chicago Bears, Dateline NBC. Oh, this is going to be an easy boycott. That's an easy boycott of NBC. Yeah. Yeah.
You skipped right over Jimmy Fallon.
Dude, how are you going to watch Friends?
Friends is on Netflix. This will be an easy boycott. How do you not run highlights of the Jets on Sunday?
Because it took too long.
Sunday football. Come on.
It's really an easy answer.
Of other stuff.
Nobody wants to see that garbage.
Of course they do. It was the biggest comeback people have seen in the final 2 minutes in 25
years. Besides for you and your two
Jets
friends that exist somewhere.
There are three or four Jets friends. People wanted to see the Browns lose.
If people wanted to see them, they would have played the highlights,
Jason. They wanted to see the Browns lose.
I think they just didn't want to have anything to do with the Browns.
You think that's what it was?
Maybe.
I think NBC decided, all right, it's the Jets, Browns, so it has no great consequence in the league overall.
Let's go to Bob Costas.
And
Jets, Browns.
Is he going to wag his finger at me about something?
Hey, we could show you Jets, Browns, but instead, here's Bob Costas with 8 minutes about how great baseball used to be. Bob? And they play the same music.
In the 1960s, when Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris were...
Mordecai Three-Fingered Brown was a legend. So was Jack Chesbro, won 41 games for the New York Giants back in the 1800s. That gave way to Ty Cobb, the Black Sox scandal in 1919, the murderer's row of the 27 Yankees, Ruth, Gehrig, Lazeri. Into the war years, things got lean. DiMaggio,
several of
Williams,
the game's greatest,
usual.
Served their country in World War II.
The greatness of Jackie Robinson. Followed by the greatness of Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and his all-time record. Are you all still sleeping? Have any of you not sleeping? I'm talking about the history of baseball. Wake up, I'm Bob Costas!
Hey, guys.
Wake up! Want me to show Jets highlights? You wake the blank up right now!
How many phone books? How many phone books for Bob?
Now, hold on. The one thing that needs to be addressed here is the... that he randomly drove up the name Jack Chesbro.
You're Jack Chesbro, right? Guy won 41 games, though, right?
There's an exit on the 101 that's Chesbro.
Sure. Jack Chesbro.
Or is that Cheesebro?
No. So when Bob Costas retires,
I've only got him at 27,
guy.
But that's pretty good.
I think 27. Jack Chesbro. No, shut up. I brought up Jack Chesbro.
Well, but I mean, we have to give people the information.
You know, a player
that
like...
That he was a legitimate player, not just a random name that you got in, you know, who was one of your accomplices stealing a mailbox or something.
A player like Kiki Collier is someone that... No, Jack Chesbro.
Kiki Kyler? You're trying to get Kiki Kyler?
Jack Chesbro, 41 wins in 1904.
1904.
41 wins. He started...
See, here I got Joe McGinty.
He started...
Joe McGinty and Christy Matthews.
Hey. In 1904, Jack Chesbro, 41-12.
Wow.
All right. He started 51 games and completed 48 of them.
So Max Scherzer is soft, is what you're getting to.
48 complete games.
Is that what you're getting to? That's what I hear, Frostberg. Isn't that right? Leaving
yes,
after
sir.
Six?
He threw 454 innings.
Yeah, but what has he done for us lately?
400. The guy
he didn't work hard
for 100
enough.
Years.
His fans worked harder than he did.
He pitched 454 innings, and he gave up 338 hits. I mean, just think about that for a second.
That's more hits than the Mets franchise.
I mean, that's unbelievable. He gave up four. Well, people didn't hit home runs back then. But, I mean, that's, you know, his.
Well, they didn't have fences. The ball just rolled.
Yeah,
did they hit off a tee?
There was no fence. There was just no fence.
No fences. The old Garth Brooks album.
I mean, Jack Chesbro. I mean, come on, man.
You busted out Jack Chesbro in your little soliloquy.
Hey, that's the name of this hour's podcast.
I'm Bob Costas. I'm still talking. We'll show those Jets highlights. You all wake up. Turn that volume up louder. I'll show you Joe Flacco to Garrett Wilson. You just let me
How
talk.
Many people went out today and bought the Peacock service just because they didn't show the Jets highlights?
I'm one
of them.
No,
I'm guilty.
No, people gave it away.
I gave
here.
Them my cash today.
Take it. This has no
Thank
no,
you.
This has no redeeming value. It wouldn't show the Jets Browns highlights at halftime. Not showing it. Here, take my television set. My television set's been damaged because they won't show it.
Did a refund for Red Zone Channel and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Missed games yesterday? Yeah, they gave money back. Or they're going to give free weeks to people, I think. Because you can't get the games back.
Who was streaming it?
I don't know.
Why can't you just watch it on your TV?
The service was down.
The service was down.
You couldn't get all the games.
I got all the games. My team played Thursday night. I was on my couch Sunday. I got every single game on the package.
Oh, hey, I got all the games. I got Syracuse, the Jets, and the Mets, but there's other games that people wanted too.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, they're saying there were there was an outage for quite a few people.
There was an outage. It was a big outage. But the biggest outage, Trey Lance is now out for the year.
That's a segue.
With, you like that, huh?
It's not, not my first day. Well, I mean, Derek Carr could assess it for us.
Undergoing surgery, his injury yesterday. He is out for the year. Jimmy Garoppolo's the quarterback in San Francisco. And I proffer to you,
Ooh, nice. That's a good word. It's one of my favorites.
I feel awful for him. It's an awful situation to be in for this kid. But I'm pretty sure we've seen the last of him as a 49ers quarterback.
Yeah.
Because, just think about this for a second, right? Before you go, oh my God, we said, just think about this for a second. He's now played one season of football in the last 5 years, right? Didn't play, college didn't play, played a full season. Played one game, barely played the NFL last year, played even less this year, and now he's going to come back next year and try to play. Are the 49ers really going to go into next year saying Trey Lance is our guy? They didn't go into this year with Trey Lance as their guy. We got to keep Jimmy Garoppolo. We got to keep Jimmy. So as much as they say we're confident in Trey Lance, they would not if they didn't. They weren't confident in him, because if they were, they would have let Jimmy Garoppolo go. They kept him, so you know they wanted him to be the guy. You saw the response that Jimmy Garoppolo got from the fans, from his teammates. After this year is over, the Niners are going to have to make a decision because Garoppolo's contract is up. Can you really go into next year saying Trey Lance is our guy? You can't. And I'm sure you'll play fine this year. The Niners will be fine with Garoppolo. Made it to the NFC title game last year with him. So you're going to have a decision to make. Do we push Jimmy aside again and go with Trey Lance? We tried to do it once. It didn't work. Or do we stick with Jimmy? It's a quarterback-rich draft, and we deal Trey Lance somewhere where he can hopefully restart his career, because he has a lot of value for a team who's starting over at quarterback. You're not going to get a high first-round pick for him, but you will get something good, because the teams that stink, hey, we got nothing, but it's our chance to get Trey Lance. We can get him. We can build around him. We like him as a quarterback. So we can do this, and he will have value. And the Niners, they're so afraid of moving on from Lance, and be so afraid what the fans say. You moved up to number three to get him. Fans won't care. They don't care. They love Jimmy. If you couldn't tell, they love Jimmy. They're not going to give you flack. They're not going to care if you move on. And for the Niners to walk into next year, can you really say Trey Lance is our guy with a backup quarterback TBA? It's not going to happen. They will find a way over the course of the season. It will be an easy enough conversation. We're going to keep Jimmy. We're going to draft a quarterback, and we're going to deal Trey Lance somewhere else. That's how it's going to end and how things are going to go in San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, just remember going back to the trade that they made with the Bears in 2017. The real winner out of that was the Saints, because they eventually took a draft pick and drafted Alvin Kamara. For the 49ers, they won that day, right, because of the particulars of the deal, and it looked foolish, and ha, 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 look how smart we are. It didn't really work. But the roster that they'd constructed made you forget about that, because they go on to play in a Super Bowl. They go on to play in another NFC title game. Likewise here, Jimmy Garoppolo wins games, and they're in the hunt in December. Nobody cares. The trade's over, right? It's a sunk cost. As I've tried to relay in a lot of these things, the decision's made. It's over. You can't get it back. You can't say, hey, trade backs like you did with baseball cards or whatever as a kid, right? So now you look at the situation going forward of if Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy and he leads you, and that's the thing. Can he stay healthy? I don't know. 49ers should be in looking out for another quarterback right now, just given Garoppolo's injury history before the shoulder
Brock
surgery.
Brock Purdy.
But even before the shoulder surgery, he was not a sure thing to get through a season. So make sure you're short up there. You lost Elijah Mitchell. He'll come back. You've got a solid team. Otherwise, there's no reason to believe you're not playing meaningful football into December and January. So if Garoppolo is still healthy, you're probably re-signing him to another deal. And for Trey Lance, the hard part for him is hasn't played football, as you chronicled, coming off a big injury. So he's not getting any work in. To watch all the tape you want, he's not getting any work in to get any better with his mechanics or decision-making, whatever. But you're also coming into a situation where next year teams that are looking to reboot with a new quarterback, you're going to have five or six guys, to believe the draft pundits, that are already coming in this next round. They don't have a couple of years of inactivity. They've been playing football. So they'll be able to jump in. Trey Lance might be the unfortunate victim of circumstance where I don't know how quickly he sees another chance. Yeah, he hangs on with another team, but do we see him on Sunday? It's going to be a minute.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And first of all, tweet of the night.
Yeah.
Comes to us courtesy of Mike, who took a little umbrage with what we said a little while ago. And I said, Tua, as good as he is, good as he was on Sunday, yeah, I'm going to wait and see if this is still the offense in October, because this is an offense that the NFL can adjust to anytime someone doesn't have a strong arm. Let's see if he's still doing this in October. Mike says, I was waiting to pick up my wife at work when you said Tua won't be good, screaming at the radio, blank you, Jason, Jets homer. Dolphins are going 18-0, USOB. Didn't realize there were eight people on break 10 feet away. I'm officially a psycho. He's like yelling that at the radio again.
No, it's good. Making friends, influencing people.
But
hi, Mike.
At least it's not my fault if the Dolphins continue to lose. Not my fault.
Well, you're not a Dolphins fan.
No, but
you're not putting in time.
No,
cheering for them.
Not my fault. But potentially, it would be my fault if I was a Bears fan.
Oh,
Bears lose last night to the Packers. I'm sorry, buddy. Bears lose last night to the Packers.
I could do a 35-minute monologue if you want.
But it wouldn't matter because it's not your fault, because we know whose fault it is. Why are the Bears struggling? Why did they lose last night? Justin Fields was asked, and he had a pretty good answer.
Does losing against this team, does it sting more because of the rivalry and you know how much Bears fans want to win this game?
Yeah. I mean, it hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the
not
guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they
put in.
At
the end of the day,
so,
doesn't matter.
Just coming out with
a
disappointing loss like this.
Not putting the work in.
You know, it hurts.
That's what it is, Mike Harmon.
You know, we just got to respond.
If you were putting the work in, the Bears would be winning.
Fault.
It's your fault. He said Bears. At the end of the day, Bears fans are not putting the work in. So it's your fault. Well, if you were putting the work in, they'd win.
It hurts more in the locker room. You know, very easy PR fix.
Okay. How is that?
The whole city's hurting. This rivalry means a lot.
No. He said you're not putting in the work. You're not putting in the work.
I don't put in the sweat equity, so I don't care as much. Never mind that I put in my money, my time.
Nope. Not,
my
not
conversations.
Good not good enough. Where are you when he needs somebody to throw to?
Well, I would have been open,
where
just like the other four guys he didn't bother to throw the ball to.
Where are you in that
by
happens?
The next-gen stats, he is off target 30% of the time. Not incomplete.
He's off target
30%.
Maybe if you were there to catch more passes from him in warm-ups, he would be more accurate.
The All-22 was disgusting.
Doesn't matter. You're not there to help him.
It's terrible.
When he's trying to lift and trying to, you know, whatever.
I tried to spot him.
Whatever kind of plates he's got on the rack, you guys aren't there to do that for him. He looks at off-season weight training and sees no fans are showing up. They're not putting the work in. You guys are not putting the work in, man. It's all your fault. Forget about the fact it was an away game and the fans had no bearing on this at all. It's not like he got booed off the field or everybody was screaming at him, throwing stuff on the field. This is an away game.
Well,
lost.
You know what? They
just
went at, they went after him on social media.
Just lost.
So if he checked his mentions at any point, that may be why you had sad emoji face going on Justin Fields.
This is why I love that Generation Z players love social media so much. I'm so beholden to social media. They're not putting in the work. I feel bad for the guys in the locker room. Screw Bears fans, because that's what you want to do when you're an underachieving quarterback. I want to take on the fans.
I don't know that he necessarily did that, but that's easily the way it's interpreted.
Why would you even say that?
No.
Why would you even say that? That's
don't
just dumb.
Don't leave it to where it becomes a soundbite to be interpreted
they're,
that way. Not putting in the work.
We're not putting in the work.
Yes, it means more in the locker room because you're blood, sweat, tears, blah, blah, blah. But people are putting their time and effort to follow you. They're paying all the bills between their gambling fantasy teams.
Not enough.
And all the corporate partners.
It's not enough. All of this stuff you're saying, obviously it's not enough. That's not putting in the work.
It's sad because he's a guy that, if you followed him since he got drafted, has busted his ass trying to win over the city, right? He watched how Mitchell Trubisky left town and all the quarterbacks, well, really pretty much everybody before him, except for Jim McMahon, who wore a Bears jersey when he was a backup with Green Bay and went to the White House, in addition to being the quarterback of the 85 Bears. So, yeah, all of that was just torn asunder in 15 seconds of audio.
Way to go. Oh, they're smart.
I hold my sign up. Here's what I get per hour. And that's what I gave up watching you.
Apparently still not enough. You guys aren't doing enough. Exactly.
I mean,
look,
that's
in the
not
mirror.
A big amount for me.
Look in the mirror. I'm doing the best I can for the Mets and the Jets. You're not doing enough.
I'm damn pretty. I can tell you that.
My buddy Ben Maller is coming up next, Fox. Mets!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.